Hello and welcome to the Beige Cast. I'm Jason.
I'm Matt.
And this is the show with no taste below the waist. It was bad taste below the waist. Is it no or bad?
Wait, I think it's bad taste because clearly there'll be some sort of a taste like you know, old fungusy vinegar.
Yeah. Welcome to the Beige Cast, the show with bad taste below the waist. That's not, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Would you rather not have any taste below your waist?
Well, it's in the show that's in bad taste and below the waist. There we go. Separate those two things.
Well, I mean, regardless, people know what kind of taste the show has.
Yes,
within moments.
A little bit salty. Anyway, welcome. It's been quite a while since our last episode. Anyway, today we're doing the Game Grumps. We have a Game Grumps fan fiction. It's not the one that I originally wanted to do. There's one that I get out there that I guess is pretty terrible. And terrible as in, like, I think Danny gets raped by Ninja Brian.
No, that doesn't sound terrible at all.
Yeah, anyway, I don't know where to find that. So,
you don't know what it's called?
Anybody from the D Club on Facebook, 35,000 plus members, if anybody knows where to find that, send it to us. We'll read it. But, so we got one today. It is "Da Game Grumps Get Crazy" by Hollister H.M. What's the description there?
So the description is, "Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time, like Blondie, check out my preacher behind the sign of all the time. Like sex in the beaches, what else in the teaches of peaches, ah, wah. Also dish shit about Game Grumps, K-bye.
K-bye. I like it.
It's romance and humor. Rom-coms are my favorite genre of
rom-coms.
Film.
For the longest time, I thought people, when they said rom-com, they said romp-com.
Like a comedy where they go on an adventure?
Yeah, they just like romp around. It's a romping comedy.
No. Rom-coms are like the kind of movie your mom would take you to when you were 10.
Yeah.
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 Like, I'm suddenly blanking on every rom-com in my brain.
For some reason, it's probably, out of all the movies I've ever seen, that's probably the biggest genre, is romantic comedies.
I'm not sure. I mean, I know comedy is the biggest.
I don't watch as many movies now as I used to as a kid, so I feel like most of my, the vast bulk of my movie watching was in the 90s.
So the peak of rom-com.
Yeah, like 1998, rom-com every day. Right?
I mean, yeah, they're good stuff. You got misunderstandings, and then they get married at the end.
Yeah. That act three clash or whatever they call it.
The husband or the boyfriend, the potential husband, is somehow in a room with an attractive lady. And then the protagonist lady walks in, and the guy goes, whoa, wait, you don't understand. No, it's not what, no. Instead of being a human and saying, oh, we're just working on my book.
Yep.
And she was bending over because she dropped her pencil.
She's
in fact, hey, why don't you stick around and help us?
Yeah.
Instead of going,
turn into Bill Cosby or something.
No, he didn't rape anybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rom-coms don't typically have rape in them.
I love how it's just always like, it's like, oh, they don't know each other. They bump into each other. It's kind of awkward, but they're perfect for each other. And then since they're so perfect, they feel kind of awkward that they're so perfect for each other. And then just randomly they break up over something.
And then
there's like, oh, you don't like tomatoes? What? Fuck, I think ketchup is gross. Blah. And then like they like break up for a while, and then something, they're just sad, and then something
every movie.
And then something stupid happens, and he's
it
just
brings
like
them together.
Yeah, he's just like, "Oh, I tried ketchup on a hot dog and it was okay. I've been such an asshole the whole time."
I really forever am going to miss the scene where they meet at the airport, the gate at the airport.
Oh god.
Yeah, it's never going to happen again. Thanks. I almost said thanks Obama, because that's
thanks,
usually
Obama.
You know what? Fuck you. Thanks Obama.
Thanks Obama. All right. Well, let's get to this fucking fan fiction.
All right. So I guess I'll read it because it's closer to me.
Closer to you.
And
your
computer broke.
Your computer went to
oh,
sleep.
There it goes. Okay. It's awake. It just went to sleep.
Uh-oh.
Ugh. Okay, I had to get all the juices yep. out. Okay.
Uh-oh, here comes my cat. Hold on.
Would you say, here come da pussy?
Yes, here come da pussy. He's got a cone on his head. Come on, cat!
The cat is stuck in the doorway because he can't figure out how to navigate with the cone around his neck. His nuts fell off.
Yeah. Took him to the nuts falling off, doctor.
Okay. The bad news. He'll never have nuts again.
Sorry. Ginger, go lay down. Go lay down.
Okay, so let's get into this fiction, this romantic comedy.
All right, here we go.
Hang on. Okay. Author's note. I'm the bestest porn fic writer in the world. I'm better than that bitch who wrote 50 Shades of Gay. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Anyways, I wrote this porny ass fic about game grumps because I'm a lil bitch who don't give no fucking shit shits. Boom. Suck my dick, Michelle Obama. K. Enjoy, you fucking nerds. Also, Arax, Aaron's name is misspelled on purpose. Pools don't abuse me. I get triggered. With love, Holistrum. Oh.
Holistrachian.
Ego Raptor came into his home after a long day at the Game Grumps place. He was super excited to come home and bang his sort of hot wife named Lucy or some shit like that. Because let's fucking face facts. I don't really know or care. As he walked in, flipping on the light and entering the door, he smiled at to himself as he let out a sigh of relief, seeing the silhouette of his super mega foxy wife in his mind. I don't see it very much, honestly. Like Scarlett Johansson is like banging. As he made his way towards her, wrapping an arm around her waist, he noticed something, that this was not his wife. Hello, Aaron, a voice said calmly. The sort of calm that would happen before the storm or some deep shit like that. John! Wait, no, I gotta remember how Ego Raptor sounds. John! Zombie cancer!
Oh, God.
John! Ego exclaimed loudly. What kind of fucking sorcery was happening right now? What sort of super mega foxy JonTron doing in his house?
Ech.
Yes, Aaron, it's me, your pal. He spoke with an evil smile as he stepped forward, smiling menacingly at Aaron. A smile smiling at. What are you doing here, John? We had a contract! Aaron said as calmly as he could, because he was likely totally panicking and shit, because John was probably gonna beat the shit out of him. You broke the Brobel earring.
What?
You broke the Brobel, and now you must be punished. John was stepping toward him slowly while speaking. Arrow remembered now. He did break the Broby. A true sin.
What is the Broby?
I don't know.
Oh, Brobly. Brobly?
A Brobel? I don't know what's Brobly. Going on. Anyway.
John, bro, I'm sorry. I didn't check the Brobel, but please do the anal punishments. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Please don't do the anal punishments. I'll do anything, man. He said, not wanting the anal punishments because the last time someone broke the Brobel, they used the Hulk dildo and that shit ain't fun. Like, damn, that shit hurts like a motherfucker.
It's too late, Aaron. You broke the rules, so now you must be punished. Ech!
Kah! John cawed as he summoned forth Danny, Brian, and Ross, all of them in sexy princess costumes.
Ooh!
No, you guys! Not you guys! What are you doing here? Our own question, looking at their sexy, fetishy, princessy costume things. Danny was Belle from Beauty and the Beast, looking fine as wine in his yellow dress. Except instead of elegant, it was the porny kind of dress, so it showed off his sweet ass and abs. Brian, on the other side of him, was Silurenda, looking super pissed off with his princess crown. He remembered why. It wasn't the right color. He asked for baby blue, and it was emerald green. What fucking bullshit.
Yeah, fuck emerald green.
Last was Ross, wearing Snow White's bikini set. Snow White had a bikini set?
Evidently.
Okay. His sexy, pale skin was illuminated in the moonlight, as were his non-existent abs. Wow. hot damn, even I'm getting excited over them, because wow, he was just like looking super fly in that shit. I would tap that ass. Yes, indeed I would.
Oh, you see, Aaron, there's no escape for you. Barry just edited in the sex chamber chair, so you're stuck, bitch.
Eck. John was smirking now as Aaron looked down to see he was strapped into a sex chair. Oh, kinky. John slowly had Barry edit his pants out of the porno, because having the sexy times with the pants on is kind of hard. Lol. Hard. Anyway, John walked into Aaron and shoved his hard Kirby banana into his mouth.
Oh god.
I think that's you.
That's right, you Princess Peach, suck it!
He said as Eric was now edited into Princess Peach costume. Wow, okay. This shit's getting real kinky now. Okay. Aaron sucked the stick of the sexy life as John is now apparently in a Mario costume. Wow, this shit is changing really frequently. Danny, Ross, and Brian were hula dancing in the background. Why, I have no fucking idea. I can't even think of a use for them right now, so they're kind of hula dance. But don't worry, they will bang each other soon enough. What's this?
This is, oh, Alex is calling me. Yeah, I'm recording right now.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh. It froze. Video chat froze. Anyway. Where were we?
I think. Okay.
Ginger glitter.
Okay, that's you. You're on that line.
Oh.
Call me Nicolas Cage, you bitch.
Aaron nodded as Sean pulled away. I want you to touch my man titties, Nicolas Cage! Aaron stuttered, and John, wait, I mean, Nicolas Cage obliged.
I'm a titty fuck you, princess,
he whispered smexily into Mr. Aaron's ear, and Aaron was all, yeah, dat's some hot ass shit. Maybe breaking the broble wasn't such a bad after all. As John began to suck from the tit of life, suddenly a new visitor fell from the sky. What did Barry do?
Who is this?
Who is this? Well, okay, well, make up a voice.
I don't know what Snapper sounds like. Fuck. How dare you leave me out of this gay-ass orgy, you faggots!
Oh, shit. Yep, a wild Stamper has appeared. He rained down from the heavens like the sexy goddess he is. He wore the Princess Leia slave bikini, and his sexa bod was super fly.
What?
Who's... Danny. I don't know. Is that the,
Danny! Wait,
where'd it go?
Stamper, what are you doing here?
That's not what Danny asked, sounds
feeling like it was getting super hot in here because Stamper is his son, in which he makes him feel really fucking hot, especially in the summers.
What? I'm so lost here. Hold on.
This is Stamper, I think.
I'm here to fuck you in the asshole, you sexy little Jew!
He grabs Danny by the balls and throws him onto the table, banging him in his sexy princess costume. What?
Oh, wait! Wait, what about us? Me and Brian haven't gotten banged thoroughly yet.
Says Ross, a sad twinkle in his eye. That's when he looks to Brian, the sexy man in his sexa ninja costume, and he gets an idea. He slowly tries to touch Brian with the holy spirit of Shrek. Brian moves closer, ever so curious. And then, Brian slit his throat. John and Aaron sat there, looking, staring at the chaos. Then John looked at Aaron, a caring look in his eyes.
Hey, so you want to get some pizza?
John asks. Sure! Oh, sure! Arabian responds, touching dad ass. They live happily ever fuck you.
Hey. That was
hard to read.
That was like incoherent nonsense.
Yeah.
It was not as funny as I thought when I skimmed through it. I saw Barry edited out his pants. That was my favorite part.
He got edited into a rape chair and then his pants were edited out.
Yep.
That was incredible.
That was the best part. I can't do a Nicolas Cage impression, that's for sure.
Just freak out. That's your Nicolas Cage impression.
I still can't be crazy enough. Is there anything else that we should talk about?
What's happening in the news?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
I don't pay attention to the news. I
hate the news.
Fuck the news! Let me look something up.
Mario Galaxy is incredible. Odyssey. Mario Odyssey.
Mario Odyssey.
Well, Mario Galaxy is incredible too.
I've never finished it.
It's incredible. Fuck you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck for not me. Finishing. For I'm gonna edit you into my fuck chair right now.
Oh God, no.
I'm gonna edit your pants off and then edit my dick into your butt.
Oh my. What if you had the power to do that? Like,
just edit the world.
Just edit things? Like, I don't understand how that would work.
But in any way I actually want to, or only in weird fucking like rape scenarios.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to stall while I look up the hashtag weird news on Twitter.
Hashtag weird news. Let's find some weird news.
Let's see. I love finding a boyfriend. Nothing. Booming Japanese rent-a-friend business.
Holy shit. This sounds like a murder waiting to happen. Let's hear about it.
Let's see what happens. It's on the Atlantic.com. How to hire fake friends and family.
So speaking of rape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of rape,
in Japan, you can pay an actor to impersonate your relative, spouse, coworker, or any kind of acquaintance. Money may not be able to buy love, but here in Japan, it can certainly buy the appearance of love. An appearance, as the dapper Ishii Yuichi insists, is everything.
So it sounds like a rom-com plot where it's like, yeah. Oh, I need a fake boyfriend to that trick is, my that, parents.
That's probably at least five romantic comedies.
So I remember
there's one with Kevin Hart.
What's that one?
I don't, like, Kevin Hart is like I think it's called the best man or something. He, like, all he does, he's a professional best man for other people. The wedding. And he has to be Bick Mitchum or something like that is supposed to be his name. In one of them, and then they become actual friends, and like at the end it's like, fuck that bitch, she's just a gold digging whore.
So bros before hoes movie.
Yeah, it's a bromance movie.
That sounds awesome.
It's a rom-com.
So like Pee-wee's Big Holiday.
So this guy literally does that. This guy, his business involves becoming other people. He's a handsome, charming 36-year-old and is on call to be your best friend, your husband, your father, or even a mourner at your funeral.
What?
In case of my death, please pay a bunch of people on Fiverr to come to my
that way my parents
funeral.
Don't know I'm a loner.
I'm a loner. I'm a shut-in otaku.
You should be able to hire him to delete everything off of your D drive when you die.
Yes, absolutely. The D drive.
Oh.
So he's been doing this for 8 years. His company's called Family Romance. Provides professional actors to fill any role in the personal lives of clients.
So it's not just him doing it all. He has like an agency.
He's got like 800 actors.
What?
This is a big thing.
That sounds awesome.
Like there's multi-million dollar companies that have 800 employees.
We should hire a bunch of them to just come over and like play Mario Party.
Yeah, how do we get in on this? You guys.
If you guys are hearing something scraping against my mic, it's this cat with a cone.
Makaro, come here.
This kitty cat with a cone just keeps bumping into things.
I can't keep him out, otherwise he just meows all the time. Oh, he's stepping on the keyboard.
Get out that keyboard. Keyboard cat.
Let's see. Yuichi believes that family romance helps people cope with unbearable absences or perceived deficiencies in their life. In an increasingly isolated and entitled society, the CEO predicts the exponential growth of his business and others like it as a la carte
fake
human
friends.
Interaction becomes the new norm. So prostitutes
hookers
all the time.
Sex.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like those 13-year-old boys who supposedly hired a couple hookers, and when they were found, their defense was, we were just playing Halo with them.
Just played Halo, dude. In what kind of world can I not use my fucking YouTube money from my Call of Duty videos to play Halo with hookers, okay?
I mean, you do pay them to do whatever you want. Maybe you really just want to play Halo.
It's true.
And none of your bros are up for it right now.
I remember there was a joke when I was in like sixth grade, where it was like, the punchline is that somebody sees a hooker on the side of the road, and they go, "How much?" And she's like, $50 an hour or something like that, which I think that's probably pretty cheap for a hooker. I really don't know.
I don't know. I've never shopped.
But
around.
That sounds. I mean, $50 for an hour. You can do a lot of nasty stuff in an hour. Mm-hmm. For $50, but whatever. So she's like $50 an hour, and he's like, "Hey, that's pretty good. You want to?" He's like, "Get in," and she gets in the car, and he drives, and he stops in front of a house, and she's like, "Well, this isn't very secluded. We're gonna do it right here." And he's like, "Yeah, paint my fence." She's like, "What?" He's like, "Paint my fence. $50 an hour. Get done." Anyway, it's stupid. Oh my god, this cat is in my face on the microphone. Okay, let's see, and then this is just, the rest of this is just an interview, with Ishii Yuichi, who, does not look very handsome in my opinion.
Meh.
Not ugly, but like...
I wouldn't go gay for him, but,
no.
But you know.
No. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, this is a really long interview. Jesus. Anyway, that was interesting. There we go. Okay, cool. Oh, 12-year-old boy wakes up as he was being raped by man.
Whoa, click it.
I don't want to. Let's see.
Is that under weird news or horrifying news?
This is just horrifying. It's like, there's nothing like funny to this. Ow.
I guess if there were like funny sound effects.
Cat's biting me. Yeah, a 12-year-old boy went to his house to play video games, fell asleep, woke up being raped.
Wait, so did he just go over to some dude's house?
I don't know.
Hey, you wanna come play some video games? I've got all the Halos.
Yeah. People caught having
Sorry,
sex in
man,
movie
nobody...
theater as manager and employees watch.
What? Did they just like go right in front?
Okay. All right. Couple caught having sex in movie theater as manager and employees watched, because they have cameras in there. They know when you're on your phone and shit.
Yeah.
A couple was arrested for their sex romp inside of a movie theater. Employees at the Santikos Casablanca Theater in San Antonio, Texas, were surprised to see the couple engaging in sex acts in front of others. And these people are not very attractive, possibly on meth. An employee rushed to call his manager, and when he returned, he found Melissa Feist Quistin on top of Adam Emmett Lee. Okay, I don't care about their names. The manager told the woman 39. Oh, so they're 39 and 40. So I mean,
still working at a movie theater at that age.
No, they're not working. They're just attending.
Oh, they just showed up.
Yeah, it's just
they just showed up and started banging in the movie theater.
Just two middle-aged people just banging. I wonder what the movie was.
It was Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, they actually got charged with public lewdness.
Wait, were they somewhere where people could see them besides...
They were... from what I say, they were in... Before putting on the... They took their clothes off! They actually took their clothes off.
Like where were they, though? Were they in, like, a janitor closet?
No, they were in the movie theater.
Oh,
so engages
okay.
In
okay.
It says in front of others, an employee rushed to call.
Fuck.
Yeah, rushed to call his manager, and when
so
he returned,
was just,
he found
straight up in the movie in the theater part.
Yeah,
itself.
And she evidently she was riding him when they got back.
What the fuck?
And then they told the manager told them to stop. They stayed there a long time before putting on their clothes. So they had their clothes off. They literally got naked. And fucked in a movie theater.
Like
in front
of
people.
I was expecting, because, like, straight up fucking in the movie theater, you need at least a little privacy. But no, apparently you don't.
Okay, witnesses told the police that the couple was having sex, quote, really fast, and quote, were naked except for a small blanket.
That'll hide it.
That's pretty funny. I wonder what movie they were paying to not watch.
Like, it has to either be like a really hot movie. I can't think of any that are recent off the top of my head. Or a really terrible movie.
Maybe it was Magic Mike 2.
Oh. The wife just is like, oh shit, it's coming, it's coming.
Yeah. Oh, Channing Tatum. Oh.
So I hadn't had that happen in movie theaters around me before.
No.
When I worked at a movie theater. It wasn't cool. Oh yeah. Cool. Yeah, no.
I heard that's a shitty job.
Oh, it's really shitty. It's a very bad job, and out of any other job I've ever had, I have never been treated more like an unwanted slave.
Really? It was worse than GameStop?
Absolutely.
Yeah, GameStop was pretty bad.
GameStop doesn't like expect me to handle poop and food within the same couple of minutes.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I could say a movie theater would treat you just more like a pile of trash.
Oh, they
did. And GameStop is like, usually it's like your store is kind of okay and the people in your store are okay. From what I only worked there for a couple months, but like corporate just fucks you in the ass.
Oh yeah, no, corporate totally fucked you in the ass far
just,
more.
Just a total, but, fucked all the time. I mean, I remember my manager, I'm sitting there and I'm just, you know, I'm checking people out. I'm doing the register or the POS.
Yeah, those things fucking suck.
The piece of shit.
Yeah.
Also, it actually legit stands for point of sale.
No,
it's a piece of shit. And I got the old ones that still use dial-up and shit.
Oh, you can't. And if you check your email, it takes like 15 minutes.
Yeah, and the scanner never worked on it and stuff. But anyway, so I was doing that, and I remember my manager coming up to me, and he goes, "Hey, if we get a bit more in pre-owned sales, then I'll make my pre-owned sales quota for the week, and you can have more hours." So from at least when I worked at GameStop, the hours you could get or the hours allocated by corporate to that store was directly tied to our sales revenue in pre-owned games.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Which, I mean, it makes sense, but that's like a behind-the-scenes thing. Like, I mean, it was just like weird. I'm just like sitting there and, you know, I'm about ready to get off and David comes up and he's like, "Hey, we just knocked it out of the park with our pre-owned sales. You want to stay on till like midnight?" And I'm like, sure. And then also, I didn't get paid for the first like 2 months that I worked there.
Yeah, they're very bad at paying their people.
I did not get a single paycheck. And then until I kept calling a head of payroll in Texas, leaving her messages with my phone number of the store number, the store location, like all the info she could ever want to get, you know, a hold of me. And she didn't get back to me until I threatened to sue her. Like, it was insane. Oh, Alex is calling me again. Hey, gorgeous. Oh, no. Nope.
Okay.
All right.
So going back to the rom-coms, sort of rom-coms, it looks like earlier this month, Audible introduced a feature called skipping to the good part.
Oh, really?
Which means that you can just buy your romance fuck fantasies.
Yes.
And then just say Alexa, skip to the good part.
Alexa, skip to the good shit. And I need to flick the bean.
Yeah, just sit back and then just start jamming. Start jamming on it.
Flick the bean.
Alexa, talk dirty to me.
Alexa, flick my bean, please. I don't know what's other good like slang terms for female masturbation.
That's the only one I can think of.
Yeah,
I mean besides schlicking, that doesn't really count. Though.
Schlicking?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
It's the female version of fapping.
Okay.
It's the sound effect.
I would just call that fapping. Still.
Lady fapping? No, it's different. It's different.
I like saying sploosh for lady boner. Sploosh.
Sploosh. But yeah, you could just straight up skip right to the banging.
Right to the banging.
The Audible romance package is $15 a month. Oh, awesome. So ladies, go ahead and get your pile of romance with the covers with the dude with the abs and then just say skip to the good part and just start cramming things up your sniz.
Your sniz? That reminds me of a cartoon. Sniz. Wasn't there... Okay, do you remember Kablam?
No, but that sounds like a kid's show.
Yeah, it was on Nickelodeon.
Were they talking about snizzes in that?
Well, I think it was on Kablam. Either that or it was something like it. There was this weird cartoon about these like cat people. And it was like some dude named Sniz. I swear.
He was a pussy named Sniz?
I think, yeah. Let me find it. Kablam. Nickelodeon Sniz?
The Nickelodeon Sniz.
Sniz? Is that it?
You know, a lot of those Nickelodeon starlets were just being raped like crazy.
Sniz
so
and
I'm just
fondue.
Saying Nickelodeon Sniz is probably going to come up with something else.
Yeah, it's called Sniz and Fondue.
Do not put fondue in your sniz.
Don't do that. That not only would that probably be painful, it's very not good for you.
Yeah, then it's just more difficult to like dip your things into the fondue.
Fondue. That woke the cat up. He's just sitting on the desk, the cone of shame. Yeah, sniz and fondue. Fuck, I remember that. I remember premise. The series was about the day-to-day lives of two ferret roommates, Sniz and Fondue.
His name is Sniz.
Sniz is hyperactive and playfully impulsive, traits that resulted in trouble for himself and his roommate, Fondue. Sniz sports a lime green mohawk haircut. Fondue was generally nervous as a result of Sniz's rambunctiousness, which resulted in him being on his guard. Fondue sports a blue chef's hat. They live with two other roommates, Snuppa and Bianca.
Yes,
Sniz and Fondue.
That's Sniz and Fondue. No.
They were ferrets. I never would have known
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you cannot tell these are supposed to be ferrets.
No, they're just like weird cat people. Man, oh, that fucking takes me back. Holy shit.
Yeah, I would have thought cat.
How would I remember that? Like, that's not... And remember, I didn't really like the show. What the fuck was that last one you just looked at? He was getting molested. Fondue's molesting
Sniz. Oh, shit.
Sniz.
Yeah, Fondue is grabbing Sniz's titties.
Whoa.
It's one of the first results when I just typed Sniz and Fondue.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not grab Sniz if you don't have permission. Grabbing titties. Nope.
So I typed Sniz
that's
and
like
Fondue
Mexican
grabbing
food.
Titties, and I have a bunch of Mexican food now. Awesome.
That's a good face. That's a good reaction image.
This?
Yeah. Just like the kind of concerned looking. What the fuck is? Go up. That's the Kablam girl. Oh
Lord.
Kablam was such a good show.
Yeah, I think she would use too much teeth.
Probably. Anyway, you can't see the image we're talking about. It's a still of the Kablam girl with blue hair. Anyway.
Oh, it's trying to autocorrect grabbing to grabbing.
Grabbing.
Grabbing titties. Oh,
grabbing
here we go.
Titties.
Now I have Ren and Stimpy grabbing each other's titties. Okay.
Anyway.
I'm going to
weird Google searches. This is why we should have a live show. Cat, what are you doing? Stop it. My cat's like clawing my hand. Anyway. I think that about does it. We've rambled on quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've done one of these. More fan fictions to come. And hope you liked it. We got a special episode coming soon where we can figure out the details and have some time to play the Star Trek board game.
Star Trek! We should probably learn how to play it first.
We should learn how to play it. But we'll do that. We're going to do it live. We know that. We're going to have multiple camera angles. It's going to be a big old production. And we'll have some fun.
Oh, the cat's itchy, but the cone's in the way.
Oh, sorry. I'll scratch your chin for you. He's still trying to scratch it. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to try to do that live. And worst case scenario, we'll do it not live. And it'll be up on YouTube. Anyway, love you guys. Thanks for listening. And see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye, bitches.
Peace out, motherfucker.
What was one of the things the guy from the fanfiction said? Something stupid like this.
I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Bye.
Bye.